Good morning, this is James Chua Island from WeedWithTech.net, and today I just wanted to talk about Sony's GDC press conference that happened, less than 10 hours ago. It would have been extremely late if you're in the UK, so the chances are you didn't stay up and watch it. I decided to put myself through the brutal tiredness that I'm going to be experiencing today just to bring you the latest news. So what was it all about? Well, other than talking about sales figures and their vision, Sony's vision of where they want to go, it was all about PlayStation Move. Now, you may be interested to know that that wand that they had that looks a little bit like an anal probe, they've actually called it PlayStation Move. That's a confirmed name for it. No changes, that's what's going to be called. Highly original name, yes. You know, they were doing demos of the actual PlayStation Move software being demonstrated. And I have to say, it just looks extremely original. And when I mean original, I mean just completely ordinary. And it was slightly disappointing, to be honest. It felt like it was just a high-definition version of Wii. And there was no... What I felt like, there was no sense that the camera was tracking motion or depth, the actual depth of motion. They definitely didn't show anything that suggested that the camera could do that, although back in E3 they said that that's exactly what could happen. So I didn't really experience that too much from what I was watching. I mean, there were some nice set pieces, but who knows? I mean, they may have been pressing a button on the actual wand itself to do that. I think one of the guys was playing a boxing game and he span round, and the character span round as well with him. Now, if you can do that, then great. That would be something that the, you know, Nintendo can only dream of doing. And it was a nice touch. However, we don't know from the stream footage. We don't know whether someone was pressing a button when that happened. They also introduced a sub controller, which was basically a knockoff of the Nunchuck. So you'll be able to play your first-person shooter games using the wand and Nunchuck combi, which is going to be great for some people. I think that could be an area where people would buy into it, because I know from playing the Wii that dual combination actually works pretty well if the motion tracking is just right. So I'll be interested to see what they do with that. And hopefully they do something that's pretty engaging. They showed SOCOM 4 on that platform. And then they stated that they're going to have a PlayStation bundle bundled with PlayStation Move. So you can literally get PlayStation Eye, the wand, and the console all together. And apparently the unit itself, one of the cameras and one of the wands, will ship for less than $100. Now, hopefully, they're just going to bring out the wands by themselves. They've got to, because if you can have multiple players, that's what you need to do. A lot of us already have the cameras, so be interested to see exactly what happens there. But, you know, I just felt really disappointed with it all in all. I was expecting for a little bit more. And actual fact, what they were showing on the dev kits back in E3 looked more impressive than what we actually saw. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I just felt genuinely disappointed about the whole thing. I know that E3 will be the year where they're going to be doing the big announcements, and or maybe TGS or something of that sort. But yeah, for all intents and purposes, you probably could have stayed up last night and not watched it, because there wasn't anything massively in terms of impact that was worth noting about, other than the name of their motion peripheral, and it'll be out this year. Oh, Gran Turismo 5 is getting a release this year, confirmed. About time, really, isn't it? I've been James from WeedWithTech.net. Thanks for listening. See you guys later.